We are on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Okay? The Gemara said that there's a difference between a Zav, someone who sees two emissions, and a Zav who sees three. And the difference is a Karban. Both of those two people are Tamei. They have the equal status of their Tumah. But someone who sees three times coming out of him is going to be obligated to bring a karban in order to eventually become tahor. And that was learned out from the word mizovo. Mizovo taught us that some people, some types of zavs bring a karban, and some don't. Meaning someone who saw two times will not need to bring a karban, and someone who sees three times will need to bring a karban. So the Gemara now says, V'hashta da'amart mizovo l'drasha. Now that you told me that the word mizovo comes to teach me something, then what are you going to do with the following mizovo? V'chiyitar hazav mizovo. My darashtabe, what are you going to darshan over there? Hahumi bayile lichdatanya. That's coming to teach me like the following brisa. V'chiyitar hazav lichshe yifsok mizovo. The Gemara is mentioning, the brisa mentioned three different things. Lichshe yifsok mizovo, that immediately when the person stops seeing, he could begin counting his clean days. Number two, mizovo. The lo mizovo vinago. He could start counting even though he still has tzaras on him. Meaning, this guy has a lot of problems. One of them is that he's a zav. And the second thing is he has tzaras. They have nothing to do with each other. Okay, both of them have tuma to it, and both of them have special halachos and purification processes. So if let's say the guy has both on him. So does he have to wait to get rid of his saras also before he can start his purification process? No. Once he stops with his zivus, he's allowed to start his purification process, even though he doesn't have the nega gone. So let's read that again. Mizovo, velo mizovo vinigo. He's allowed to start his cleansing process already from the time that the zav stops, and he doesn't have to wait for the zav and the nega to go away. Din number three, mizovo visafar. The juxtaposition between that word mizovo and the next part of the pasuk, which says that he has counting his 7 days, limed al zav bal shtei ri'os shaton sfiras shiva. That we learn that even the guy who only saw two times, he needs 7 clean days in order to become tahor. V'halo dinhu. The Gemara says, why do I need a pasuk to teach me that? Shouldn't we learn that from a Kal Vachomer? Imitame Mishkavu Moshav, if he has the same level of Tumah as a Zav Gadol, someone who saw three Rios, and that he has a special Tumah called Mishkavu Moshav, that if he sits on a bench, he sits on a bed, so then that bed becomes an Avatumah. Normally when an Avatumah, like a Zav, touches something else, it goes down a level. Right? But if you sit on it, there's a special chiddush by Mishkav Moshav. When you sit on it, that thing that you sat on becomes an av. So you see that the person who had two re'ios, he saw two things come out of him. He's as stringent as the person who had three things come out of him, that both those guys have the tumma, the powerful tumma of creating the Mishkav and the Moshav. So lo yeton sphere shiva, well, we're not going to think, on our own we should know, that he will also require the 7 clean days, just like the person that sees three. Why would you make a chiluk between them? And therefore it's logical, and you shouldn't need a pasuk to tell me mizovo v'safar, to teach me that even a person who saw two times is going to need counting of 7 days. We should know that on our own, because we see that he's so stringent that he has powerful tuma that he creates the mishkav u'demoshav. So the Gemara says, no, that's not so logical. And that's why we do need a pasuk. Because shomeres yom kineged yom tochiach, on the top of Chesam Beis, that we see by a woman who sees blood during the days that she wasn't supposed to see blood. There are 11 days in between her scheduled times, called the Yud Aleph Yamim, between the Nida period number one and Nida period number two, and she sees blood during that time. So she has a status of a Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. that she, for one day, is Tameh, and she that night, she's going to go to the mikvah, and already that night she's going to be Tahor. So Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom Tochiach, Shemitama Mishkav Umoshav, that she immediately, she can create this special tumah that we said by her sitting down on a bench, that the bed, the mattresses become an avatumah. Veinatuna Sphere Shiva, but she doesn't need 7 days of counting, such a lady. Okay, she's also called a Zav, a Zava. She's called that, and she doesn't need. So you see that it doesn't go all the way, all the time together. You don't necessarily require 7 days, seven clean days, just because we see that you could create the powerful tumah of Mishkav u'Moshav, and that's why we would need this pasuk. Va'afata al titama al zeh sha'afa pish mitame Mishkav u'Moshav lo yeton sfir shiva. So then maybe you'll say that so too the Zav, the male, who had two re'eos, saw two times. Maybe he'll also will say that yes, he has Mishkav u'Moshav like that lady, but he's not going to require 7 clean days. Talmud Lomar, Mizovo Visafar. That's why we have this special drasha to teach me Mikza Zovo Visafar. Limeid al Zav Balshtevi Eo Shaton Sviya Shiva, period. That we see that there's some people that are not fully completely Zava Zav Gadol. He's not necessarily the three Re'ia person. He's not gonna make a carbon, but still he is going to require 7 clean days. Amalei Rav Papa Labai, Maishna Hai Mizovo de Marbi Bezav Balshtei Re'ios, Umaishna Hai Mizovo de Memait Bezav Balshtei Re'ios. So we have two different drushos from the word Mizovo. One teaches me that even the person who sees two times, he also requires 7 days of counting. And the other Mizovo says that a person who sees two times does not bring a carbon. So the Gemara asks, why is it that by one of the mizovos you used it to exclude the person who saw two times, meaning he doesn't have to bring a karban, but in the other mizovo you said that it's going to include the person who saw two times, that he's going to have to count 7 days. Which way does it go? So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, Abaye said back to Rav Papa, Isak Adaitach, Hai, Lema'ute Huda Asa, if you're going to say that the one about 7 clean days, that's coming to exclude the man who saw two times, Lishto Kramine, just don't say anything. Don't say anything, and you won't think that a person who saw two times will be obligated to count 7 days. And if you're going to say that maybe you're going to think it's logical that, oh, if he can have the tumah of Mishkav u'Moshav, that he sits down on something and makes that an ava tumah, so maybe you would think he's just like the man who sees three times, and therefore he should require 7 clean days like the man who saw three times. You wouldn't think that in logic, because Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom Tochiach, because that lady who saw one time, who also makes the bed tameh, an avatumah, she doesn't need 7, so therefore you would never put the two things together. You would never put the tumah of Mishkav u'Moshav together with the obligation to count 7 days. And therefore, without the pasuk saying anything, we would think that someone who saw 2 days would not require counting of 7 days. And that's why we need a pasuk to tell me that even he counts 7 days. V'chi teima haimi bayile mizovo v'lo minigo. Maybe you'll tell me that the word mizovo is coming to teach me, I need it for something else. I need it to include that the man could start counting right away and doesn't have to wait for his tsaras to be clean as well. In Cain, lichtov kra v'chi yitar hazav v'lishtok. Then for that you just write v'chi yitar hazav. And I would know, the zav part is clean. Forget about the tsaras part. V'lishtok, and be quiet, that's enough. Mizovo lavali. So why do I have to write then the word from his zav? That teaches me that a male who sees two times, he requires 7 clean days. Says the Mishnah, Ein bein mitzora musgar lemitzora muchlat. There are two types of mitzoras. There's one who, we're not really sure, the thing that's on his hand, is that called a nega? Is this guy a mitzora or not? So we lock him up, we tell him to hold off for 7 days, we'll come back later on and we'll see if it's spread. If it's spread, oh, then you're a real mitzora. If not, it's some disease or something on your hand, and we're not worried about it. That's called musgar. He's closed up. As opposed to a metzora muchlat, that means the Kohen said, this is for sure a metzora, and he's a full-fledged metzora. What's the difference between these two guys? Okay? Ein bein metzora musgar metzora muchlat, ela priya ufrima. It's in regard to his clothing and his hair. Priya means that his hair, machlokas in the Gemara, but not by us, but Pashup Shad is that you have to let the hair grow. Okay? That a Mitzora Mukhlat, he's for sure a Mitzora, has to let his hair grow. And Prima means that you rip the clothing. That a Mitzora, a for sure Mukhlat, you have to rip his clothing. Prima means you rip it at the edge of the Beged. As opposed to the guy we're not sure about, you don't have to touch his clothing, and he doesn't have to grow his hair. Ein bein tohor mitoch hezger letohor mitoch echlet. What happens after the 7 days when the guy you weren't sure about, it didn't spread, so now he's tohor? Or the other guy who was for sure a metzora, and now he became tohor. What's the difference in their tara process? Ela tiglachat v'tziparim. The only difference is shaving, that the man who was for sure a metzora, when he becomes tohor, eventually he has to shave his hair, and he has to bring two birds, tziporim. He has to bring two birds. While the one who we weren't sure about, when we declare that he's tahor, so he doesn't have to go ahead and do those things. Says the Gemara, Hala'inyin shiluach, v'tuma zevezeh shavin. When it comes to sending this guy out of the machane, out of the camps of the Jewish people, you have to send both out. Right, we see that's not a difference between the two. You have to send both out, and also the fact that they create tuma also is the same, even by the metzora musgar, that we're not positive that he has a nega on him. Minani mili, how do we know this? The Tani Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak Hamed de Rav Huna. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak taught in a brayse in front of Rav Huna. V'tiharo hakohen mispachas he v'chibes begadav v'taher. Tahor mipriya ufrima dmeikara. The word vitaher in that pasuk is in past tense. Okay? So the fact that it says that he was tahor, what does that mean? It means that he previously was already not obligated in something. What is that? The priya ufrima dmeikara. The Kohen Musgar, the one that we're not sure about, he was not obligated in the priya ufrima of letting his hair grow and ripping his clothes already in the beginning. Amalei Rava. So Rava said, really, is that true that the word v'taher in the pasuk, because it's in past tense, so we darshan that there must have been something that he was already exempt from in the beginning? Elameata gabe zav. Well, then how do you can explain that word when it comes to a zav? Dikse v'chibes begadav v'taher. The pasuk says, actually, there's a few words in the middle. Pasuk v'chibes begadav, that he washes his clothing, v'rachatz b'sarob ha'mayim, and he washes his body in the mikvah, v'taher, and then he's tahor. So hasa may v'taher me'ikari ika. What over there by the zav was he not obligated back in the day, in the beginning, right? V'taher means lemafreya, in the past. I'm sorry, in the past. What was it? How are you gonna? What was he not doing already in the beginning? Nothing. So that can't mean the pshat. Ella Rava says, no, this is the pshat. Tahor hashta. Matami kli cheres behesed. The zav, what it means is that let's say he finished his whole cleansing process. He went to the mikvah. Right? You go to the mikvah in the beginning of the day. Now, towards in the middle of the day, and then he moved kalim around. Okay, he started moving things around, but he's tahor, so who cares? Normally, if a zav moves the kalim around, he's matami them all. It's called hesed. By moving it around, you make it tummy. But he's still already, so it doesn't matter. And then, an hour later, it's still day, on the seventh day of his cleansing process, he sees again. So now, he has to start all over again. He goes, lemafreya, retroactively, he's tummy. How about those kalim that he moved in between the morning when he went to the mikvah and 7 hours later, when it was still daytime, and he saw again? Do they become tamei retroactively or not? So the Gemara says no. Hashem l'tamei kli cheres beheset. Af agav, even though the hadar chazi lo metamei l'mefreya, even though hadar chazi saw again, He doesn't retroactively mitami those things. Hachanami, so too, let's say the same thing by the mitzora. Tahor hashta. The word v'taher means that now he's tahor. Milatame bibia lemafreya. From causing tame by entering a house lemafreya. That's what mitzora does. When mitzora walks into a house and there are kalim in the house, all those kalim become tame. It's like a tumas ol. You under the same ol, those kalim all become tame. It's the same type of thing. The guy was tahor. Right? Then he walked into the house. And then afterwards, he saw the nega came back. Uh-oh. He's in trouble. Right? So okay, he's going to be tame. So what about those things that were in the house when he walked in? So it means that he's tahor. So therefore, you can't tell me the word v'tahor means that he was tahor all the way back in the beginning from ripping his clothing and letting his hair grow out. Because that's not what it means. As we prove from Zav. Ela Amarava Mehacha. How do I know that he doesn't tear his clothing? And how do we know that he doesn't have to let his hair grow loose? Vatsarua Sherbo Hanega. The pasuk continues, Bigadav Yufrumim Verosho Ye Parua. That his clothing should be ripped and that his head should be let loose. The word says bo. It says over there in the pasuk, bo. Misha Tsaraso Tuluya Bigufo. Someone whose saras is dependent on his actual body. Mitzora muzgar is not. We don't know what the thing on his body is. So we have to wait for amount of days, and then days will tell. Ela biyamim. The days are what tells, as opposed to the mitzora muchlat. It already said that which is on his body, that is a nega. It's his body that's causing all the problems. So we have a drasha over here that only someone that the nega was bo, that the tumah is all about him, what's in him, as opposed to we have to wait to see what happens with the days. Amalei Abaye, Ela Meyata, Kol Yimei Asher HaNega Bo, Yitma. And the pasuk continues. This is about sending the guy out of the machane. Tamehu Badad Yashav, he has to sit alone. Michutz al-machane Moshavo, he's going to live out there. So now we're going to make a drasha about, it says bow over here. So maybe only the bows are going to have to go out of the Jewish camp. Mishat Saraso Tuluya Begufo, maybe only the Mitzora Muchlat, the one we know for sure, he has Tuma on him, he has a Tsaras on him, who deton Shiluach, he's going to need to be sent out. Mishat Saraso Tuluya Begufo, and the person, the Mitzora Muzgar, the one who's, we don't know yet if the thing on him is Tsaras or not, in tone, Shiluach, he's not going to need to go out. That's not true. The Chitei Machana, I mean, if you can say maybe it is true, but it's not true, because Vahakitani, the Brisa said, Ein be Mitzora Muskar le Mitzora Muchlat. There's no difference between the Mitzora Muskar and the Mitzora Muchlat. Ela Priya Ufrima. The only difference between them is ripping the clothing and letting the hair grow. Hala Inyan Shiluach ulitmuye bibia. We see that regarding sending them out of the camp, or that they're Tame, if they walk into a house, they're Metame, all the things in the house, Zevezeh Shavin, they're both equal, meaning even the guy that we don't know for sure if the tsaras on his hand is tsaras, even he has to go out. Amalei, Rava said to Abaye, Yimei. That's in the words in the pasuk, that's a quote unquote. Yimei, Kol Yimei, Lerabos Mitzora Muzgar, Lishiluach. You're right. From the word bo, we would have thought that the Mitzora Muzgar, it's really dependent on the amount of days until we figure out if he's Torah or not, maybe he wouldn't have to go out. The word Yimei, Kol Yimei came to Bimarbe, came to include even him for Shiluach. Says the Gemara, Yehachi Tiglachas Vitziparim Maitaima Lo. So if we're already seeing, we're sending this guy out. So maybe after his tower process, he should also have to bring two birds and he should have to shave his hair. How do you know to exclude him from that? Diketani ain bein tar mitoch hezgel or tar mitoch hechleit el tiglachas vitziparim. Yet we know from the Brisa that they're not the same, and only the Mishnah, right? And only the mitzora muchlat needs to bring the birds and needs to shave his body. Rabaye amar krav yatsa kohen el michutz lamachane vihine nirpa negatzaras. Misha tsaraso tuliya berufuos. Only the person who's tsaras has to be healed. He has a tsaras on his body. We know for sure it's a tsaras, and has to be healed. That excludes the person who, we don't know if he has to be healed. He just has to wait it out. Wait out 7 days to see if it spreads. And as long as it doesn't spread, then everything's okay. So that person is excluded from the halacha of requiring to shave and requiring to bring two birds. Okay, we're going to stop here.